The longest-serving prosecutor in Franklin County's history, Republican Ron O'Brien, has a challenger for his seat this election, Democratic candidate Gary Tyak. Activists are looking at the prosecutor's office as another opportunity for criminal justice reforms.
So happy and so excited to be in conversation with Mr. Gary Tyak and Mr. Ron O'Brien on tonight. Gentlemen, good evening. How are you?
Reverend Derek Holmes greets the candidates for Franklin County Prosecutor on a Zoom town hall hosted by New Salem Baptist Church last week. They fielded questions on race and criminal justice reform, like this one from activist Adrian Hood.
My question is, in what ways would you ensure that law enforcement officers are held accountable for using excessive force or engaging in misconduct?
It's not often that Prosecutor Ron O'Brien has this type of event. In his 24 years in the office, he's only been challenged a handful of times. In 2016, now City Attorney Zach Klein was O'Brien's first opponent in 16 years. Now, former Judge Gary Tyak hopes to unseat him.
Mr. O'Brien has been there for over 20 years. He has never once indicted a white police officer for any crime where the officer has shot somebody in the neighborhood, white or black.
The only Columbus police officer indicted for a shooting under O'Brien's tenure was Andrew Mitchell, who's black. But O'Brien doesn't issue indictments. That's up to members of the grand jury, a 9-person panel of citizens.
We have had a policy, and actually it preceded my time as a prosecutor, that all cases involving police shooting deaths, or actually in custody deaths that weren't a result of a shooting, that those cases would be automatically presented to the grand jury.
O'Brien says his office has made other changes on how it handles cases involving the police.
Back in June, I talked to the Attorney General Dave Yost and have set a new policy that in the future we will not handle those police shooting cases.
Instead, there will be an outside prosecutor to ensure the process is unbiased. But activist Jasmine Ayers says those changes are too little too late. O'Brien is a Republican prosecutor in a Democratic county endorsed by the police union. She says he is just not progressive enough to do the job when it comes to the police department or other race-related cases.
There is just an entire swath of people in Franklin County and which seem to be absolutely off limits for Ron O'Brien. And that's just not okay. Like, that he has to represent all of us. And a large section of Franklin County are black people who care about criminal justice reform.
She believes Tyak would make those changes. O'Brien defends his record, saying regardless of race or someone's job position, he prosecutes cases based on evidence.
So it's just absolute nonsense by partisans when they say that I give a pass to police officers, because we prosecute police officers whenever they violate the law and they're held to the same standard as anybody else.
Tyak is a Columbus City Schools graduate who practiced law and worked as an appeals court judge for decades. But O'Brien says he doesn't have enough prosecutorial experience.
He has been a judge. He has been a criminal defense attorney. But I think that if we're looking at the idea we're hiring someone as the prosecutor by deciding to vote for them, do you want to really see someone in that position who has never prosecuted a criminal case in their life?
And during his campaign, Tyak suffered a stroke. He says it has impacted his right side, but not his brain.
I'm getting around. I have 3 more months, basically, until the term starts. And I'm in rehabilitation, and each day my strength and my agility gets better. So I am I'm ready to serve now, but certainly within 3 months I will be pretty much full strength.
Whoever wins the race will be leading the office as the city grapples with criminal justice reforms and tension between the police and the community. Paige Flager, WOSU News.